A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
America trapped behind enemy lines.
Day number 47. 47.
Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show. It is now day 47. Americans abandoned behind enemy lines in the hands of the Taliban. Joe Biden, he hasn't mentioned them in 31 days. 800-941-SEAN is a number. You want to be a part of the program. You know, one thing we've been pointing out as, you know, this, the it drives me insane. The mob, the media, they love Donald Trump lies. He told lies. He's not telling the truth. The big lie, the this lie, that, you know, whatever. Then you got the media today. You got Chucky Todd over at NBC. GOP are being absurd. They're trying to punish the American economy. That's a lie. They never call out Biden for his lies either. You know, they ignored Hunter Biden completely. They let Joe, you know, the entire campaign be in the candidate protection program. Now he's in the presidential protection program. You know, they're furious, joyless Behar over at that hard-hitting news show, The View. Sinema and Manchin, they're enemies of democracy. They will get Trump reelected. I thought the mob lost their minds when Donald Trump said that the media was the enemy of the American people. I thought that was what they said. Anyway, it is hypocrisy on a level that you cannot even believe. We have a montage we're going to play of a lot of Biden lies, and then we'll talk to Miranda.
Individuals do know that they cannot come to the border. The border is closed.
There are 22,000 unaccompanied children in our country right now. That's a record. That sounds to most folks like a crisis.
Well, look, it's way down now. We've now gotten control.
Of course, I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay.
As individuals come across the border, and they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time.
The president decides to amplify these latest smears about the vice president and his surviving son. That is Russian misinformation.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
We can strike terrorists and targets without American boots on the ground, or very few if needed. We've shown that capacity just in the last week. We struck ISIS-K remotely days after they murdered 13 of our service members and dozens of innocent Afghans.
Americans should understand that we're going to try to get it done before August 31st.
But if we don't, the troops will stay.
If we don't, we'll determine at the time who's left.
And
if there are American forces, if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
So no one told, your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No one said that to me that I can recall. The very people who are victimized the most are the people who are the leaders in these various sports. And it's just not right. This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states.
All right, Miranda Devine, New York Post columnist, and her upcoming book, we're going to put it up on Hannity.com. You're going to order a first edition copy. It's The Laptop from Hell, Hunter Biden, Big Tech, Dirty Secrets the President Tried to Hide. It's going to be out in November. She refuses to give me a copy, and that puts, you know, I'm very angry that you won't give me an early copy. Why won't you share it with your friend?
Hi, Sean. I don't have a copy myself yet. So,
what do you mean you don't have a copy? You wrote the darn thing. You have a transcript.
I have a manuscript, yes.
A manuscript, excuse me. I stand corrected. You have a manuscript that you wrote, okay. So you can't send it to your good old friend, Sean? I don't get it.
Well, you didn't actually ask for the manuscript. I mean, it's quite hard to read.
I've been begging really for the release of this book. I know this book. I've been briefed on what's on that laptop, and you're going to reveal it, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And more. It's a deep dive, and I think people are going to be, once they've absorbed the full truth of what the Bidens have been into overseas, they are going to be horrified.
My biggest fear, and I don't think anybody will have the guts to raise the question, but with the exception of people like you and me and our friend Emma Joe and some others, and that is, how compromised is Joe Biden? You read the assessment on Hunter Biden by the Libyans when he was trying to get $2 million retainer from them so that he can, you know, lobby and try and get the money frozen in this country for Libya, you know, a terrorist supporting nation, out. They had a proper assessment. Don't you think China, Russia, the Iranians, the North Koreans, Kazakhstan, the Ukrainians, don't they have a similar dossier on the Biden family?
Oh, well, of course. But even more than that, I mean, it goes right to the top. President Xi and Vladimir Putin know, they know everything about Joe Biden, and they know he is for sale. That's the most damaging thing.
They know, but they also probably, if I had to bet, because these regimes are tough, let's be honest, they follow American presidents very closely. And those compromising materials that Adam Schiff so definitely wanted on Donald Trump, I think they exist as it relates to all things Biden, but nobody wants to talk about it. My guess is President Xi has it. My guess Putin has it. My guess every other country has it.
Of course. And they also set up Hunter, and they will have been filming him, supplying him with women and drugs. I mean, we know that. It's, incredible that Hunter, who was traveling overseas with Secret Service protection, could have been in harm's way to such an extent. And I suppose it was because of that Secret Service protection. But even when he cancelled it, because they were getting in his way, they were trying to protect him from, you know, drugs and going to dangerous places and so on, he didn't like that. He felt that he was being spied upon. So halfway through, he got rid of that Secret Service protection, but you can't tell me that the intelligence services of America were not fully aware of what he was up to, and in fact may have been using him, because he was right in the inner sanctums, places that our intelligence services, our spies probably couldn't get into, like really the very top echelons of power in both Russia and China, which matter, but also Kazakhstan, Romania, etc., Ukraine. He was intimate with oligarchs, and they were playing him like a fiddle. I mean, in a way, you know, in some senses, I feel that they felt a bit sorry for him, because he was being used by his father and had a crippling addiction to both drugs and sex.
You know, it's I will tell you, it is so bad. And you know that they did these things. Look, I'm a little peon, right? I'm a talk show host on radio and TV. But, for example, when I was in Helsinki, security warned me repeatedly that it was likely that the Russians knew that I had some relationship with Donald Trump, and that I would be watched closely. And I was handed burner phones by my own company. When we were in Singapore, similarly, I was warned the Chinese would likely be keeping a close eye on me. And I had a burner phone. And I actually had my room debugged every day and checked for bugs. I was told that probably everybody that worked in the hotel was a Chinese spy. And I worked, you know, accordingly based on the information they told me. And I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. He's the son of a vice president.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, there was a time when Hunter and Devon Archer did tell each other to buy burner phones. That was when they were getting up to something nefarious. But for the most part, Hunter showed zero interest in safeguarding his information. I mean, he lost his laptop that we know of, three different laptops. I mean, obviously, the information's in the cloud. You know, he just bought a new laptop. He was always at Apple spending money. He lost phones all the time. Now, on that laptop, you know, details like the private email addresses, the private cell phone numbers, the private home numbers, credit card numbers of his father, not just of him. I mean, as every detail, because he had an addict's memory, I guess, he would record everything, every credit card, every password, every detail, even the password to the government website that he used to log on to connect up with his, you know, his Secret Service guys. He even put that secret password, he recorded that on the laptop. So he's lost three laptops that we know of. Now, one of them he left at the Delaware Mac repair shop that we have. The other one, another one he left with his psychiatrist up in Newburyport, Massachusetts, and Keith Abloh put that into a safe, and then it was seized during a federal raid. Then there was another one which he lost somewhere. He thinks that Russian drug dealers stole it. Well, I mean, if Russian drug dealers stole it, then in Vegas, then of course Russia has it. Not that I don't think Russia didn't already have his material anyway. He was completely out of control, and with his father's say-so, he was doing business for his father with Russian oligarchs, with Chinese oligarchs, or the Chinese red families, and you know, President Xi, these Chinese state-owned enterprises. On his father's behalf, he was doing business, and he was out of control on drugs. And
apparently a lot of hookers involved. Scale of 1 to 10, how salacious is the information that is yet to be reported on Hunter's laptop?
Well, look, it's a 100. But when you say salacious, I mean, there's a lot of sex on this laptop, and I think that's in a way.
By the way, these are things that have never been reported, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, even I was talking to Rudy Giuliani the other day, and he's, you know, he was the one who gave us the laptop, and he, you know, he said that there is stuff there he knows that we talked about that he hadn't seen and he didn't know about, because you have to dive so deep into the laptop to find it, because it's a very disorganized, you know, like Hunter's entire life, everything's disorganized. He's tried to delete bits and pieces where there have been legal issues, like with his partner, Devon Archer. Some of it, then, you know, unbeknownst to him, is still buried in the archives. there's a lot of, but the main thing is, I think, that's clouded people's vision of what's crucial on this laptop is all the sex tapes that he's recorded of himself with various women, including his brother's widow. And that's salacious, and that's there, and, you know, so on. But to me, that's not the real story. Obviously, I've covered that in the book, and people are interested in it, and people need to know what it's all about, because there's been so much publicity about it. But under that is a really serious story about Joe Biden and his lifelong scheme, influence peddling scheme, which began in Delaware. I mean, he was already very well cemented as a grifter, and his family as grifters in Delaware, making a lot of money from his so-called donors and giving them quid pro quo in his various very powerful positions in on Senate committees. And his brother, well, two of his brothers, but one brother in particular, Jim, became a mentor for Hunter, and so traveled with him around the world and became a sort of an intermediary to make sure that and keep Hunter on the straight and narrow, check him into rehab every now and then when things got too out of control. And he was had a cut of the money as well, and he was there to safeguard his brother Joe's interest. The whole family revolves around Joe because Joe's the only one of them who's ever made anything of himself, and they all are devoted to him. They will do anything he says, and if he wants 10% for the big guy, that's what he gets. If he gets half of Hunter's salary, which Hunter complains about, that's what he gets. You know, Joe says all the time that he's the poorest man in Congress, that, you know, he makes out that he's just plain old lunch pail Joe. Well, he lives like a billionaire, or as he calls a trillionaire, and who pays for all the expenses and the maintenance on his extraordinarily beautiful mansion in Delaware but Hunter?
Listen, Miranda, you've whet the appetite of everybody. I've been briefed by people that have seen it. It's so bad, my attorneys won't even let me get a copy, and I've been offered a copy three different ways. So you have it, and you're going to reveal it, and I can't wait. All right, Miranda Devine, we're going to put a link up, by the way, to Amazon, Laptop from Hell, Hunter Biden, Big Tech, Dirty Secrets, The President Tried to Hide. It's coming out in November very shortly. And we look forward to reading it. And I hope I can get an early manuscript from my friend Miranda now that I've officially begged publicly. Anyway,
well,
thank you, Miranda.
I will make sure you get a book hot off the presses when they come, I think the end of next month. So.
Okay. Well, I'll take just a plain old transcript and print the sucker out. So anyway, thanks, Miranda. We appreciate you being with us.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Our 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. I just can't think of times like this, where a time in my life when things have been this bad. And they are. And, you know, I never envisioned a time where we would abandon our fellow Americans and leave them behind, as we did in Afghanistan, in the hands of terrorists, the Taliban. And Joe Biden is patting himself on the back, and General Milley patting themselves on the back. And they said they had turned the page, and they're dealing with the very professional and businesslike Taliban that are now slaughtering our Afghan allies because he broke a promise we gave them that if this day ever came, we would extract them and get them the hell out of there. We have Americans behind enemy lines. That we have a State Department that is saying, well, if there's a private charter flight doing the work we should have done, you're not allowed to land in the U.S. If a third-party country is willing to accept your charter, that's fine. But if they need our approval, it will not be forthcoming. This is madness. This is total, complete, utter madness. Now, there's one good thing that is happening, and that is the Democrats are killing each other. There is an all-out civil war as it relates to, you know, ultimately is $7 trillion, if we're going to be honest about the real dollars here. But $3.5 trillion new spending package on top of the $1.2 trillion, on top of the $600 billion, and on top of all the previous money spent. All right, so there is fire and fury that is now being directed at people like Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. And Democrats are absolutely, they're apoplectic about it. Let's listen to what Manchin had to say. We've negotiated in good faith, never heard the deal of passing the two bills together, explains opposition to the Democratic budget. He said, I already did compromise at $1.5 trillion. That's it for me. I'm not doing anymore. We don't know where Kristen Sinema is. She hasn't given us the specifics. Here's Joe Manchin.
He said that they need by tomorrow legislative language agreed to. That means
that won't happen.
Yeah. Why is that?
No, listen, we haven't been negotiating yet in good faith. No one's been negotiating along those lines with the other party to see what would be acceptable.
So
all we need to do is pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill, sit down and start negotiating in good faith. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You have Senator, progressives feel though you're not dealing in good faith. They felt that there was a deal made before.
I never knew about that. Never heard of it.
So you were never part of a deal that linked the two bills together.
About two of them are going to be together?
Yeah.
Why do you think we work so hard to separate it?
Is it possible?
Is it possible?
No, it's not possible.
To get a framework by tomorrow?
No, it's not possible.
Not possible to get any framework.
Any timeline on a framework?
What's possible is sit down and have good, frank negotiations.
Means testing means that are we targeting the people that need it or getting it, or the people getting it that maybe could do without? I mean, they're in pretty good shape. So I said means testing. I said work requirements. Those are all very, very important in these things. And that way you target children. So you have the beginning of life, our children. Pre-K, yes. Then you have the end where our senior citizens want to live in the dignity and respect of their own home. We can do that with some assistance. And again, some can pay a little bit, and some can't pay any. That's means testing. It goes an awful long way that way. I'm just not, so you know, I cannot accept our economy or basically our society moving towards an entitlement mentality, that you're entitled, okay? I'm more of a rewarding, because I can help those who really need help, if those who can help themselves do so.
Anyway, joining us now, we've had a couple of private conversations recently, and he's as engaged as he's ever been, now living in New Hampshire. He's a former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown. Remember, he was elected with the idea of being the final vote against Obamacare. And Massachusetts does not elect many Republicans, but he was able to win that important race based on that one issue. And they used the reconciliation process. It was the only time to that point where they used reconciliation to pass a new massive government entitlement. The people of Massachusetts, they had lived through Romney Care. They didn't want it. They knew better. Anyway, he spent the last number of years as the U.S. ambassador to New Zealand and Samoa. I guess if I have a bucket list of a place I'd like to go, New Zealand and Australia definitely at the top of that list. Senator, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hey, Sean. It's great to be on, and thank you for having me on, and good afternoon, early evening to you and your listeners. I will say I know Joe Manchin, and boy, he made complete and total sense to me. It's another what I call political bougie woogie, where you know they give you a deal, you act in good faith, and then at the ninth, tenth hour, they say, oh, by the way, we're going to combine, and we're not going to do your deal until you do our deal. And by the way, we're going to raise the debt ceiling again. If you don't raise the debt ceiling, then it's your fault. The economy is going to fall. The sky is falling. The world is ending. I mean, it's just so typical. You have people in charge up there who are supposed to be business people and protecting our pocketbooks and wallet, and they don't know that the debt ceiling's coming up and the drunken sailor mentality is not going to hurt the economy. You know, Sean, it's surreal,
see,
but it's not.
You see,
it's
like we've been around the block. This is not our first rodeo. Every time that we get to this point, we'll always get the tax cut on day the tax increase on day one, and then the promised spending cuts, you know, 8 years down the line that they promised, that never happens. And this is just typical Washington swamp sewer, you know, their mentality. They have no intention. They want as much as they can get now. And Manchin is saying, I'm actually surprised he went to $1.5 trillion, to be honest. I wish he would have held the line.
Well, listen, I know Joe personally. I have a lot of respect for his guts, quite frankly, because I know the pressure that Schumer and others are putting on him. That being said, this $3.5 trillion boondoggle, Sean, when I was there, it was $8 trillion national debt. It's going to be over $30 trillion plus. We can't pay that back. And if you look at what they're doing, I love it when I heard his press secretary and also the President Biden saying, oh, yeah, 3.5 equals zero. I'm like, what kind of math are you talking about? And the only way that one of the ways they're trying to do that, by the way, to you and your listeners, they want to hire a boatload of IRS agents that are going to go looking at your Venmo and all your online transactions over $600 and say, oh, by the way, you sold your baseball card for $800 or your son, cleared out his closet and sold his old sporting equipment. Oh, by the way, you owe us $200. That's how they're going to pay for it. More and more regulations, more and more government interference in our lives. And listen, we've got to stop it. We are at a tipping point, and that's why we talked. No new news here. My wife was so upset, Sean, that she's tired of complaining, and she's going to, she's going to be looking at running for Congress. She's going to, make that decision very quickly. And if people want to learn more, www.gailhuffbrown.com and help. Because
you have roots in New Hampshire. She's running for Congress in New Hampshire in a Republican plus seat. Well, Sununu, I know there's a lot of talk about him running for senator. I think he's term limited out, if I'm not mistaken, as governor.
No term limits here. Not to interrupt, but there are no term limits. But, listen, I want to be the first check. I want to write the first check, and I hope he does because he's a great guy.
Why don't you run for governor of New Hampshire?
Well, I'm going to focus on my wife and governor/hopefully Senator Sununu, and I'm going to help, as I said to you earlier, I wanted to help Herschel Walker. I got on the phone with him for a good hour today and it's going to send him a check and going to help him in any way, shape, or form because we need good all-blooded Americans to come and take back this country and stop this crazy agenda. It's out of control, Sean. We can't have it anymore.
I've never seen it this insane, and it is that bad. And I know everybody, the era of a Scoop Jackson Democrat is dead and gone, right?
Right.
Joe Lieberman's not even liberal enough to be in this new radical socialist party.
So JFK. Forget it. Who? He would never get in.
Yeah, exactly. JFK was a supply sider. Let's be, you know, very clear. And he believed in a strong national defense. So Manchin rejects Pelosi's call for the deal on the economic package ahead of Thursday's vote. He said no. And he said, I did compromise. I went from zero to $1.5 trillion. That's still a lot of money. So he's literally trimming this spending orgy by $2 trillion. Kristen Sinema dismissing, you know, questions by Democrats because she won't give her position. She's just saying that it's way too much money, and she's looking out for her constituents. And for doing that, the anger that is being focused on them is pretty rabid.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what's happening. When I came back after 4 years of serving under the President Trump's administration as the ambassador out there in the Indo-Pacific, coming back to what I'm seeing now, this cancel culture, everybody, you know, really just hating on each other, and we're Americans first type of mentality. Let's solve problems together. Let's push back against China, against Russia, against the cyber crimes, and let's solve our social issues and together. Let's, you know, if you have a different opinion, let's still go grab a beer and go talk about, you know, sports and music. You know, those things are sadly need to come back, and they're gone right now. But what's happening up in D.C., the strong arm tactics. But the good news is, folks, we live in a wonderful, beautiful country, and every 2 and 4 years we have an ability to change that, and we can change the House in 2022, and we can change the presidency in 2024. And if we take the House, that's a check and balance on Biden. If we take the Senate, that's another check and balance. So we have options. People need to get engaged. They need to be civil to each other, obviously, and respectful. But make your point, and don't be a wallflower. And you know, I'm excited. I listen to you every night. I listen to you in New Zealand as we, you know, texted and talked. And it's people like you and others who are listening that we need to basically, you know, be respectful, lead by example. Imagine your mom and your grandmother are watching you convey our thoughts on America and who we are and how proud we can be. And let's go solve these problems and be that check and balance.
Quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue more with former Senator and former Ambassador Scott Brown. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Marsha Blackburn and your calls in the next hour. Hey, listen, word has gotten out. Now hundreds of thousands of you, my listeners, have said bye-bye to your overpriced cell phone provider, carrier, AT&T, T-Mobile, etc., Verizon, and you switched to Pure Talk. And what did you get in exchange? You got the exact same great coverage using the exact same 5G network, the exact same cell towers. You keep your phone number, same number of bars, and you start saving 50% your first month and then every month thereafter for the exact same service. They have more plans at Pure Talk than the big carriers, unlimited talk and text and 6 gigs of data. It's only $30 a month. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year for the exact same service. All right, so what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of us and just dial #250, say the keyword, save now. You start saving 50% your first month and every month thereafter. #250 on your cell, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
Roundup is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, more with former U.S. Senator and former ambassador to New Zealand and Samoa, Scott Brown is with us. I'm listening very closely to what you're saying. Okay, yeah. Tell me, how do you reconcile the following? Radical New Green Deal socialism with the belief in limited government, lower taxes, less bureaucracy, more freedom. How do you reconcile open borders and amnesty and secure borders? How do you reconcile, you know, these are very profound differences, and I don't see a middle ground here.
Yeah, Sean, I don't disagree at all. However, there's got to be something within those bills. Just one, and I've said this when I was a U.S. senator, as I've run 21 races. You know, I'm 19-2. I've done compromising. I've done leading. I can tell you there must be something in one of those bills, just one small part you can take apart and actually vote on together. There's got to be something about the border that we can actually kind of all agree on. There's got to be something in
there really isn't. I mean, we're watching a president not only allow the law to be broken, but he's facilitating the law breaking. You know, where I grew up in New York, that's called aiding and abetting. You know, we have specific laws. You must enter this country legally.
I agree with you 1,000%. You know, what's happening at the border is a disgrace. It's dangerous. And you're allowing people to come in. We don't know who they are. Look at Afghanistan. We don't know where they've been. We don't know what they're carrying, whether it's any type of, communicable disease, COVID, criminal actions, terrorist activities. And
we don't do any checks. Let me ask you this about citizenship. If I wanted to become a citizen of Australia or New Zealand, how much would it cost me?
Well, it depends on whether you have a trade that they want. You know, for example, if you're a doctor, a veterinarian,
They have any openings for talk show hosts?
Actually, they do at TV3, and they actually do. The host there is now gone. So, but seriously, if you have an interest and you have and something like that, you can come in and obviously get the ability to come in and work and ultimately get citizenship after a very short period of time. But if you want to buy it, you know that's very, very unusual. And unless you're going to open up businesses,
well, Democrats tried again to sneak in amnesty in this reconciliation bill. You know, all these other countries, Antigua, Belize, St. Kitts, Nevis, Cyprus, Aruba, Turkey, you can buy citizenship. It's something of great value. Now, I don't really, as long as people come here legally, I don't care where you come from.
I don't either.
I believe you should have a background check to make sure you don't have radical associations, a health check in the middle of a pandemic, and prove that you can provide for yourself and not be a burden on the American people. Then welcome aboard.
Right.
But we're not doing it that way. And then Democrats are saying, well, we'll give you amnesty, something that would cost a fortune if we charge for it, something of great value. Are they doing it because they're saying, well, we're the good guys. We gave you citizenship. Vote for us. Are they trying to buy votes?
Well, of course they want to use it as a tactical voting advantage. You know it, and I know it. But to think that we're giving these people assets and monies and benefits that our veterans and our U.S. citizens don't even get—it's outrageous. So I agree with you 100% on that. But let's talk about the reconciliation now.
I can't talk about it because I'm just out of time. But the good news is you're on Hannity tonight or tomorrow? What night?
I'm on tonight. Let's talk about it tonight because it's the same thing they did during Obamacare with me. And it's like deja vu what they're doing right now.
All right, Scott Brown, now in New Hampshire, his wife is running for Congress and former senator and former ambassador. Thank you, sir, for being with us. Quick break, right back. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.